Well, I'm going to click my pen. Give me a pen that I can click. I'm going to click the whole time during it.
Ladies and gentlemen, grab your cows, take them to the dairy, and get ready to milk another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over five rounds, so they can say they are the masters of The Inquisition. And it's a very special episode because it's the first episode of season two to be recorded in Ireland, and we have one brand new player who's never been on it before. So let's meet the players. And it's also very special because my two sisters are on this recording. Bridget, who is all the way over from the USA, welcome to your second episode of season two. You're on the first one. How are you?
Good, Luke. Hopefully this goes better than the first.
I'm sure it will. And you are here with your husband, Ian. Ian, your first time on the Inquisition. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Excellent stuff. And then on the other team, we have my sister Claire, who has been on a few episodes of this. Claire, welcome back.
Thank you.
And her boyfriend, Nick, welcome back as well.
Hello, Luke.
And my father, Tom, welcome
hello,
back.
Hello, hello, hello.
So, you guys all ready to go?
Yep.
So, there will be some sort of sibling family theme to a lot of these questions as well. So, let's get started with round number one, which is called Back and Forth. Each team gets five individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, -2 points for a wrong answer, but they can pass if they want to the other team without losing any points, and the other team can answer for one risk-free point. Team one actually will be Claire, Nick, and Dad, and team two, Bridget and Ian. Okay, you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so team one, of the four Kardashian children, who is the oldest? Of the four Kardashian, not Jenner or anything like that.
No, Kylie's one of the youngest.
Of the four Kardashian children, who is the oldest?
So it's Kim.
Hang on, can you give the... But what about Rob?
Yeah.
There's Kylie, Kendall. I can't believe I know this. Kim, just Kourtney.
Chloe. Isn't there a Chloe Kardashian?
No.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, well.
Is there?
What then?
Now you're having me confused. Okay, there's Kim, there's Kourtney. How many did you say?
Four.
There's definitely more than four.
Well, the pure Kardashians.
Oh,
Kardashian,
the two younger are Jenners. Yeah. Okay, so then there's Rob, Chloe, Kourtney, and Kim.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't know which is the oldest, but at least we figured that out.
Okay.
Well, you can pass it if you want.
Tambo?
the Kardashians.
What's a Kardashian?
I think it's going to be Kim.
I think it might be Kim too.
Yeah.
Go for the obvious answer. You okay with going with Kim, Tom?
Absolutely.
We're going for Kim.
I'm full confidence in you.
You're going for Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Incorrect. -2 points. It's Kourtney.
Oh,
team two, Bridget and Ian. Of the four Kardashian children, who is the youngest?
Okay, well, we've established who the Kardashians are.
I have no clue. I don't watch their show.
Me either.
Should we pass?
Yeah.
I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass? Okay. Over to team one, the youngest of the four Kardashians.
Okay. Well, we've got choices.
This is risk-free.
I think Rob. Can I go Rob?
Yeah.
Rob.
Rob Kardashian, you are correct. So you get a point. So that brings back to -1. Team one, question two. Whoopi Goldberg starred as a nun in which 1992 film?
Sister Act.
Sister Act, definitely.
Do you remember that movie? Yeah. You did see it. It was a good one. Yeah. Sister Act.
Sister Act, correct for 2 points. And team two, which book first features the March Sisters? Which book first features the March Sisters?
I don't know who they are.
Pass on this
one. Pass.
You're going to pass?
Yep.
Little Women.
It is Little Women, so you get a point on that.
That was your favourite book.
I thought you'd have known that.
I did read that book. I just didn't know their last name.
Okay, team one, question three. Barry, Morris and Robin are brothers that make up which disco group?
The Gibbs.
The Gigs.
Is the that, Gibbs.
Gigs.
Yeah, but the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Bee
Gees?
Bee Gees.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. 2 points. And team two, Liam and Noel Gallagher are brothers in which English group? Liam and Noel Gallagher are brothers in which English rock group?
I have no clue. We're off to a good start. Pass.
Pass.
We'll pass.
Oasis.
It is Oasis. You guys know Oasis?
The Wonderwall.
Yeah. I only know Wonderwall.
The problem is though, if you have if we picked a big group in
America,
in the US,
we wouldn't have a clue. Yeah.
Okay, team one. There are two pairs of U.S. states that have a North and a South state. Name one of them.
North Dakota.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna go with the Dakotas.
Yeah.
So that's 2 points to you guys. And what's the other one? The Dakotas and the what else?
Been there, haven't I?
What was the cardinal direction? North and south?
What other US states pairs have a north version and a south version? So you've North Dakota, South Dakota, and then there's another one with a north something and a south something.
North Carolina.
Yeah, I'll give you that. North Carolina, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah, exactly. 2 points to team two.
Yay!
On the board.
And team one, question five, last of the round. Who is older, Serena Williams or Venus Williams?
I think it's Venus.
Yeah, I think
what do you think, Tom?
Oh, definitely Venus.
Venus or Venus, as Dad likes to call her.
You're going to go Venus?
Yeah.
You are correct. 2 points.
Well done.
And well done, Tom.
Team two, who is older, Beyonce Knowles or Solange Knowles? Beyonce or Solange Knowles?
That's a tough question, I think.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Solange.
It's incorrect, it is Beyonce. Yeah. So at the end of round one, team one, you guys have picked up 9 points. Team two, you have picked up 0.
You know, don't what? Forget. We're not negative.
Exactly. Dad was -8 last time we played. No offense.
Thank you.
So we move on to round two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 6 questions. They write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point each. And if only one is correct, they get 2 points. So round two, question one. What is the name of Ron Weasley's younger sister in the Harry Potter films? What's the name of the...
Harry Potter, you're speaking our language now.
What's the name of Ron Weasley's younger sister in the Harry Potter films? Okay, question two. London is the closest capital city to Dublin. What is the second closest capital city to Dublin as the crow flies?
That's a great question.
What's the second closest capital city to Dublin as the crow flies? Okay, ready for the next?
Yeah.
What is the closest city to Washington, D.C.? What is the closest city to Washington, D.C.?
What kind of distance of city?
Do you want to write it down?
Stick with city in the name.
It doesn't have to have the city in the word city in the name, but like it's...
Correct.
It is a city.
Do you think?
Okay, question four. What is the surname of the American aviation brothers credited with the first successful plane flight in 1903? What is the surname of the American aviation brothers credited with the first successful plane flight in 1903? Okay, question five. Harry, Albert, Sam, and Jack are 4 brothers, well known by their surname, which is the name of the business they created in 1923. What is their surname? Harry, Albert, Sam, and Jack are 4 brothers well known by their surname, which is the name of the business they created in 1923. The business is still going now. It's very successful business. It's very, very well known.
That's a good question.
Mm. It is.
Have you an idea?
I haven't a clue. So if you've got an idea,
can you
say
the names of the people again?
Harry, Albert, Sam, and Jack. They're the 4 brothers. Okay, the last question of the round, question six. Who is taller, Prince William or Prince Harry? Who is taller, Prince William or Prince Harry?
I thought I knew that straight away. But then I was imagining them as kids at Diana's funeral, genuinely. That's where my answer came from.
They've grown
and they're adults
something.
Now, yeah.
They'll go, just think of the crown, because they'll have copied that. That will be part of their...
No, the crown didn't have
which
that.
Which is Harry?
Harry is the red-haired one. The one that's gone rogue in the...
And William's bald.
William must be taller.
Who?
William.
Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number two. Team one, the name of Ron Weasley's sister, you guys said?
Ginny.
And team two?
We also said Ginny.
Okay, so that is a point and a point. Team two, London is the closest capital to Dublin. What's the second closest? And not UK, any of the other UK capitals, you guys said?
Reykjavik.
Reykjavik, and you guys said?
Lisbon.
Neither of you are correct. It's actually Amsterdam.
Oh, I was actually thinking
Amsterdam.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Team three.
Of course it would.
Stop tapping on the table. Team one, the closest city to Washington, D.C., you guys said?
We said New York, but I'm not happy with it.
New York, and you guys?
We said Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, it's Baltimore.
That's what I said.
I saw you whisper that as well.
Yeah, it's always worse, yeah. But you got to be strong and go, I'm confident. The worst thing is when you're weak and something, you go, I knew that one.
I didn't hear that.
Just for later. Okay, team two, the name of the American aviation brothers?
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers, team one?
Wright brothers.
Wright brothers, so a point and a point. Team one, the Harry, Albert, Sam and Jack, their surname?
We said Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers and team two?
Macy.
Macy Brothers. It is the Warner Brothers.
Ah. Well, we're lucky there. Could have been the Macy's.
Excuse me.
Well done.
Thank you, Sean. I'm
trying to think of a name with brothers in it.
I'm going
to
draw on your face.
And team two, who's taller? William or Harry?
I said Harry.
And you guys?
William.
William is taller by about an inch. He's 6'3", and Harry's
she's 6'3". Like 6'2". I don't think they'd be that tall, yeah. But Charles is quite tall, so is Philip, wasn't he, if you look at him.
So at the end of round two, team one have 15 points, team two have 2 points. But there's still plenty to go.
Plenty of time left.
Okay, we move on to round three, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they each get 2 points, and there's a bonus 3rd point if they get it bang on. So your first one actually has 2 parts, so we'll do both points for both. So question 1A, the USA declared independence in which year? The USA declared independence in which year?
Good thing you knew.
And question 1B, okay. Ireland declared independence in which year? Ireland declared independence in which year?
Do we answer both parts?
You answer both parts, yeah. And there'll be points accordingly. Okay, question 2. According to the website Statista.com, how many European countries were there in the year 1900? According to the website Statista.com, how many European countries were there in the year 1900?
Well, it should be a lot less.
Do you think?
Mm. Oh.
Because if you look at the fall of the Russian Empire and stuff, and, you know, I mean,
what year? Sorry.
1900.
Yeah, so I'd probably go. Yeah. I'd probably be looking about this one.
Okay, question 3. Again, according to the website Statista.com, how many U.S. states were there in the year 1900? How many U.S. states were there in the year 1900? Okay, question 4 has 2 parts. So again, you'll have 2 different answers. First part, 4A. How many times have I visited America? And it must include an overnight stay as part of the trip, not just transferring from an airport to go to another country. And also, if during the trip I left America for a couple of nights stay in a different country and returned, that still counts as 1 trip.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So if I went to Canada for a weekend for a wedding, which I did, I went back to America, that's still part of the 1 time in America. How many times have I been to America? You can work
out, Claire. I don't know.
And the second part, 4B, how many, to the nearest year, how many years have I been living in Prague?
I can work this out. I can definitely work this out.
Okay, question 5, last question of the round. As the crow flies, what is the distance between Dublin, Ireland, where Claire is from, and Lake Sunapee, New Hampshire, where Bridget is from? As the crow flies, the distance in miles, and only miles, between Dublin, Ireland, and Lake Sunapee, New Hampshire, in the USA.
That's the crow fly, so it's...
Yeah, I know, but...
Pardon? It'd be a very tired crow.
No, from Dublin, Ireland, to America.
I know, 4,000.
To...
Okay.
We get to the answers?
Yes.
Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number 3. So team 2, Bridget and Ian, the USA declared independence in which year?
1776.
And team 1?
1820.
It is 1776, so 3 points there, bang on the money for team number 2. Team 1, Ireland declared independence in which year, you guys said?
1921.
And team 2?
1930.
It was 1919.
Oh.
So 2 points to team
Jesus,
1.
What kind of Irish people are you?
We weren't that far off. Yeah. So
the Declaration of Independence was in 1919.
Yeah.
I did check that. Team 2, how many European countries in 1900?
I said 10.
10, and you guys?
9.
It's 24, so 2 points to team number 2. Team 1, how many US states in 1900 you guys said?
30.
30, and you guys?
46.
Ooh, it was 45.
Oh, well done.
2 much-needed points again, very close. Team 2, how many times have I been to America?
You said 10.
10, and you guys?
6.
It is 6, bang on the money.
I worked it out.
It's actually 6.
I worked it out.
Okay, and team 1, how many years have I been living in Prague?
13.
And team 2?
12.
It's 13.
Ooh, to the close. Well, so it's, close.
It'll be November, 4th of November this year. It'll be year 13.
Ooh.
Wait, so it's not... Oh, because it's closer to
November. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And finally, team 2, question 5. As the crow flies, the distance between Dublin and Lake Sunapee, New Hampshire, in miles, you guys said?
600 miles.
600 miles, and you guys?
4,000.
4,000 is 2,986 miles, so
not
2
bad.
Points to
have
team 1.
Not bad, 1,000 out, come on.
33% out, Tom, you know what I mean?
We will take it.
So at the end of that round, team 1, you now have 25, but team 2, you have 9 points, so start to pick some
Woo!
Up,
yep.
And there's still a lot of points to get. Okay, we move on to round number four, which is called Knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers. We go back and forth, and team members answer individually, so no conferring, no writing down. You get 1 point for a correct answer, and it means you can keep on playing. If you're incorrect, you are knocked out. As Team 2 only have two players, they get three knockouts before they are out. The team with the lowest score starts, which is Team 2. So, sport unites people around the world. So, including gold, silver, and bronze, name the 15 countries with the most Olympic medal wins. And that's including summer and winter combined. So, Ian, give me one of the countries you think has the top 15 record medal hauls in the Olympics.
United States.
It is number one. Go USA. Okay, Nick?
China.
China, 1 point. Bridget?
Russia.
Russia, number two. I wonder how many of them had drugs involved.
They're banging on the table.
West Germany.
Claire?
UK.
The UK is there, 1 point. Ian?
Norway.
Norway's up there, very good. You wouldn't think Norway first.
Winter sports, yeah.
Winter sports, yeah, they're very good at that.
Yeah.
Dad?
Italy.
Italy is there as well, 1 point. Bridget?
France.
France is there as well, well done, 1 point. Nick?
Switzerland.
No, Nick, you are now frozen out.
I got that.
Ian?
Sweden.
Sweden is in there, very good. Claire?
Japan.
Japan is in there, very good. Bridget?
Canada?
Canada is in there. Dad?
Sweden.
Sweden has been said, you are knocked out. Ian?
Yugoslavia? And it's not a country anymore, but...
No, yeah. Yugoslavia. Ian is the first knockout, so you can still play. Claire?
South Korea.
You are knocked out. Team 1 is knocked out, so Bridget?
Finland?
Finland has been there 15, that was the
well
last
done.
One.
Well done, well done.
Ian?
Germany.
Germany is in there, very good, 1 point.
God, nobody said Germany.
I know you said it West Germany, but it was out of turn. and I'm surprised you didn't come back to it. Mm. And I would have given it as West Germany, because obviously some of the points came from them. Bridget?
Spain?
No, Spain is not there, so Bridget, you're knocked out as well. But you got a good few points there, guys. The other ones you did very well, because teams don't always do well in this question. The ones you didn't get were Hungary.
Oh, God, yeah.
Australia. Mm. And the Netherlands.
Australia very good at swimming, actually.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't have expected the Netherlands.
No, I wouldn't. No.
That was a surprise.
I'm trying to think what they're good at, actually. I mean, they're quite good now at athletics.
And aren't they a pretty small country?
Yeah, they are.
They're really big people.
Not really a skiing nation, either, are they? You know, they're not really winter sports either. So I don't know what they're winning on. I'm trying to think.
Actually, hitting the winter sports, like Sweden, Norway, was good on that one. So after round four, part one, team one of 29 points, team two have 17.
Boom, boom.
Oh, getting closer.
Yeah. Just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks, so please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show.
So we move on to round four, part two. It's another knockout. I typed into ChatGPT 15 most annoying things that siblings can do. And it gave me a list, and this is what it said. While sibling relationships can be incredibly rewarding and loving, they can also have their share of annoyances. Here are 15 common things that some people may find annoying about their siblings. And again, we'll go start with you guys because you've lowered a score. Okay, so Ian, something annoying that a sibling can do.
Hitting.
Okay, I'll give that to you. It comes under picking on you or teasing you.
Yeah,
I would
agree
give
with
you
that
as hitting.
Picking on you, yeah.
Nick?
What do my brother do to me? Shouting at me.
I'll give you that. Being overly noisy or disruptive when you're trying to concentrate or relax. So I'll give you a point on that. Bridget? Better hope Liam's not listening to this.
He knows he was annoying. Pulling your hair?
That would come under the picking on you or teasing you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that one's gone. Okay. So Bridget, you're still in. That's your first freeze out. Claire?
Stealing your stuff.
Constantly borrowing your belongings without asking. Yep, well done, Claire.
What do you say?
Stealing your stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ian?
Asking you to be a DD.
Asking you to what?
Designated driver.
Asking you to be designated driver. It doesn't really fit in with any of them, unfortunately. No. So, Ian, you are frozen out. Dad?
Asking questions like, Daddy, where do I come from?
This is about siblings, so like what your siblings do to annoy you.
Oh, sorry. Well, that would be siblings doing that.
So what?
A younger child asking an older one.
Annoying questions.
Yeah.
Asking annoying questions?
Yeah.
Not really. Yeah. The closest would be being overly noisy or disruptive, and that one's already gone. Bridget? Okay.
Changing the channel.
Changing the channel on the television? I'll give you that. Under ignoring your boundaries or personal preferences. I will give you that. Claire? You're still in, aren't you?
Yeah, he's still in too.
Oh, Nick. Okay, go.
Telling tales to your parents, so telling on you.
Tattling or constantly reporting your actions to parents regarding. Like, very good.
Oh, very good.
Bridget?
It's not easy, is it?
No, it's not. It should be easy.
Breaking your things?
That's a good one, I think.
That's going to be my answer.
No, sorry, not specifically breaking your things. So team two are frozen out. Claire?
Lying?
Lying is not there, actually. So you're frozen out, Dad?
I don't know, really, that everything is annoying to me. I haven't an answer, sorry.
You're going to drop out?
Yeah.
Okay, Nick?
Oh, I can't think of anything either, really. I think we sort of said borrowing clothes, didn't we? So that's what I'd say, borrowing your clothes for that. So.
Yeah, that's already borrowing your wrong.
I haven't got an answer either. I've run out of puff.
Okay, so at the end of round four, part two, team one is now on 32, team two on 19. The other ones, invading your personal space or privacy, being overly competitive or trying to one-up on you, interrupting your conversations or activities, taking
what
the
was
last...
Last one?
Interrupting your conversation.
Shut up. Taking the last...
Okay, too well funny, I was.
Taking the last of your favourite snacks or treats, not cleaning up after themselves or leaving messes for you to deal with.
I feel like that's more of a parent type thing.
Yeah.
Copying your style or interest without developing their own. Always wanting to tag along or join your plans with friends.
Good one.
I was tempted about the designated driver, but that's more them asking you to join their plans rather than the other way around.
Yeah.
Hiding or moving your things to annoy or frustrate you. Acting as if they are always right or know better than you. And that is true, Claire. And engaging in sibling rivalry or deliberately trying to provoke you.
Mm.
Some interesting ones there.
We should have got more of those, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think the way they're worded is I wouldn't think
ChatGPT is still learning anything. Yeah. It might be.
Yeah, and ChatGPT doesn't have any siblings. Yeah, it's so an only it ChatGPT.
Yeah. Okay, so we move on to the final round, which is called Grab the Fruit. The teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout the name of their fruit gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer. There are no minus points, but if you're wrong or you take too long, it'll go across to the other team. And if neither team is right, we'll go back and forth a couple of times and see if anyone can get the correct answer. So team one, what fruit have you chosen?
Pear.
Very good. And team two?
Plum.
Plum. So pear versus plum in the final round. Everyone ready?
Yarp.
So round five, question one. How many players on a rugby union team?
Plum.
Plum.
15.
15. 2 points. Question number two. Where does the England football team play their home games?
Yep. Wembley.
It is. 2 points to you guys. Okay. Question three. What is the name of the oldest university in Cambridge, Massachusetts?
Plum.
Yep.
Harvard.
It is Harvard. 2 points to team two. Question four. What is the name of the oldest university in Dublin?
Pear.
Yep.
Trinity.
Very good. Question five. What is the name of the river in Dublin?
Pear.
Yep.
Liffey.
Very good. Question six. What is the name of the river in Boston?
Plum.
Yep.
Charles
River. Each team is on 6 points here.
Boom, boom.
Question number seven. Name the baseball stadium that the Red Sox play at.
Plum.
Yep.
Fenway Park.
Fenway Park. 2 points.
Oh, no, actually.
Question eight. Name the Gaelic Games Stadium in Dublin.
Pear.
Pear has just shaded that.
Croke Park.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping you guys would get that.
Yeah, he was on it.
That's favouritism right there.
Yeah.
Look at
it. It's not good because they were there yesterday.
Come on.
Question nine. Founded in Boston, who is the lead singer of the band Aerosmith?
Plum.
Yep.
Steven Tyler.
It is Steven Tyler. Question 10. Formed in Limerick, who was the lead singer of the Cranberries?
Pear.
Yep.
Dolores O'Riordan.
Dolores O'Riordan.
So why are we competing with each other here?
We're sure it's a pair of parts, isn't it?
So they're each on 10 and 10. And finally, the last question of the quiz. Question 11. What was the correct answer to the first question on this quiz? What was the correct answer to the first, very first question on this quiz?
Pear.
Yep.
Ginny?
No. Team two, you have a chance to answer. No ideas, anyone? You're obviously not keeping up.
Give us a minute.
Yeah.
You're obviously not keeping up.
Oh, Plum.
Yep.
What was the oldest Kardashian?
Well, what was the correct answer?
Rob.
Pardon?
Rob. No, he was the youngest.
No.
Oh.
Pear.
Yep.
Courtney.
It was okay, so at the end of all that, team one, you picked up 12 points. Team two, you picked up 10 points in the final round, which means the final scores. Team two, Bridget and Ian, you finished on a very respectable 29 points. Very good job, guys. Thanks for taking part. And team one, Claire, Dad and Nick, you finished on 44 points. Congratulations.
Well done, Claire.
Well done to you, Tom. Well done to you, Nicholas.
Thank you all for taking part. It was a lot of fun to have you guys together to do this. I hope you enjoyed it. The Inquisition will be back in 2 weeks' time. So check it out and please leave a review as well. Thanks very much, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep.
Yarp.
The Inquisition.
Now, Nikki, what's the most important thing?
Now, a couple of things. Please don't be banging on the table.
That's what I was going to say to you.
And what's no on? Clicking pens. Tombo, I actually went and got pencils.
He's such a pen clicker, Tombo.
On your
can
birthday.
I swap pens with you? I don't like this pen.
Yeah,
I just write. No, it's because you can't have a clicker. But I don't like soft writey pens.
Okay. Don't be so childish. You're the older of my sisters, and yet you behave like the baby.
What's happening to your face, Luke?
It's wrong.
That's a classic dad move it's there.
We'll play honestly.
Yeah, we'll play honestly.
Okay.
Why are you giving out to me for saying yarp? It's what I say.
Normal people don't say yarp.
Plenty of people say yarp.
Guess what? We won't film that from.
I don't know.
Hot Wayne's
fuzz.
World.
No, Hot Fuzz.
Okay.
Yarp. Yarp and knob.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that now, yeah. You are sounding more and more like Dad, just letting you know. Take that how you will. And about three things just
Luke,
now.
Tom's crying over there.
About three things you've just done in the space of the last 5 minutes, you've been so dad-esque.
Show them the train later.
Oh yeah. I saw the train, I told you. The Hogwarts train in real life.
You did tell me that, yeah. I can't react to that in case I'm accused of being something I'm not. I might be accused of being too dad-like in my reaction, so I'll remain silent.
He'd be excited with the treat with this.
Yeah,
thing,
he'd have loved
he'd
it.
He loved it, yeah. Yeah.
And you've got to admit,
business is business, right?
I didn't
right?
hear the
it's
capital
city
part,
city
part either.
Cool there.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be just any city, but
oh,
I mean,
you just said capital when you read that.
Oh, sorry, I thought, did I not say closest city when I first did it?
Yeah, you said closest
city. I thought
city.
You said closest,
when
yeah.
you just repeated it, you said closest capital city.
Okay.
But it, and the original question, you said just city.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I clarified what constitutes a city. But.
I'll edit out the word capital in that.
We're not.
How many did I supply there?
You supplied
You did well, Tom,
one.
You did well.
And two.
And they weren't war-related, Tom, so that's like proper kudos to you there.
Everyone ready?
Yep.
Really, Claire?
Yep. Oh, you're going to, and I can see by your face, you're going to, as soon as my answer is wrong, you're going to be... Yeah.
Or do you think it's later or...?
He thinks it's earlier.
Luke,
yep.
Speak slower, please.
Why? Oh,
my ears don't work and...
Okay, maybe try watching them.
Yes, she has lately. Got his ears syringed recently.
Okay. Something we don't need to know.
No.
No, I'm not, but I'm just writing down 1900.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Jeez.
Boom.
I thought you put like 100.
Come on.
Anyone want a cake or anything?
All right.
You can't be munching when you're being recorded.
You can, it's okay, but it's fine. I'm not going to get in the way of Nick and the snacks, I don't mind that.
How long did it take you to edit?
Joint loveliest.
Not about an hour or so.
It's really good, isn't it? We just said that, right?
Yeah. It depends.
It's a very good podcast.
Thank you. I it's one of my favourite things to do is just to sit and either write questions or edit this on a Sunday morning.
That's
it's
nice.
The most relaxing time. Well, should we say just, will we go to Smiles?
No, I hate Miles.
I know, but like, you're, just most of you, like, you know what, we'll go with just Miles.
Well, if you think of Miles, you saw what you're saying, comments are all converting.
Convert him, you know.
Okay, we'll go just Miles.
Mental arithmetic care.
don't talk with your mouth full, Nick.
Yarp.
Your audience is going to have real trouble with that one, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I know. That's more a fun question for you guys.
Enjoying this. Look.
Claire's enjoying this.
I'm enjoying watching your face every time I say yarp. Yarp, 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 yarp,